You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has written to his party candidates who will contest in the third phase of the Lok Sabha elections and has requested them to spread the word against Congress' regressive policies. He alleged that the Congress party wants to snatch reservations from SC, SENT and OBC communities and give them to Muslims and impose an inheritance tax on the public. I request you to make the public aware of the regressive politics of Congress and the Indy Alliance. They want to snatch reservations from SC, SENT and OBC and give them to their vote banks, even though giving reservations based on religion is unconstitutional. They want to snatch people's hard-earned money and give it to their vote banks. Congress has even said it will support dangerous policies like inheritance tax. The country needs to unite against them, PM Modi stated in the letter. He further said that every vote for BJP will ensure a strong government at the center and will boost the resolve to make India a developed nation by 2047. Large numbers of New York City police officers entered Columbia University late Tuesday, hours after the mayor said a pro-Palestinian protest that has crippled the Ivy League school for 2 weeks must end now. The scene unfolded shortly after 9 p.m. as police, wearing helmets and carrying zip ties and riot shields, massed at the Ivy League University's entrance. The demonstrators had occupied Hamilton Hall, an administration building on campus, more than 12 hours earlier, spreading their reach from an encampment elsewhere on the grounds that's been there for nearly 2 weeks. Shortly before officers entered the campus, the New York Police Department received a notice from Columbia authorizing officers to take action, a law enforcement official told the Associated Press. The official was not authorized to discuss details of the matter publicly and spoke on condition of anonymity. The Manipur police personnel allegedly drove the two women from the Kukizumi community, who had sought refuge in their official gypsy, to a mob of around 1,000 Methi rioters in Kangpokpi district, the CBI charge sheet has said. The two women were subsequently stripped naked and paraded before being brutally gang-raped during the ethnic violence in the state, the charge sheet added. The charge sheet said the mob had attacked a third woman, belonging to the same family, too, and tried to strip her but failed in the attempt because she was clutching her granddaughter tightly. She managed to escape after the group attacking her went towards the first two victims who were being tormented in the paddy fields. All three victims had sought the help of police personnel present on the spot, but no help was extended to them, the charge sheet has alleged. The women, one of whom was the wife of a Kargil War veteran, desperately asked the police personnel to drive them to a safe location but were allegedly told by them that there was no key and did not provide any help, the charge sheet said. Lucknow Super Giants boosted their hopes for reaching the Indian Premier League playoffs with a 4-wicket win over Mumbai Indians that was tempered by fast bowler Mayank Yadav's apparent injury Tuesday. Yadav, who was returning after missing Lucknow's last 5 games because of abdominal soreness, left the field in the penultimate over after claiming 1 for 31 off his 19 balls, but Mumbai had lost its way inside the power play and was restricted at 144 for 7. Marcus Tonis continued his impressive all-round run with a composed 62 off 45 balls as Lucknow reached at 145 for 6 in 19.2 overs for their 6th win in 10 games to reach number 3 on the points table. Mumbai stayed at number 9 with only 3 wins and 7 losses. Makers of Anupam Kher starrer live-action movie, Chota Bheem and the Curse of Damyan, on Tuesday unveiled the new release date. Earlier, Chota Bheem and the Curse of Damyan was slated to release on 24th May. Now, the movie will hit the cinemas on 31st May. Recently, the makers unveiled the teaser. The first live-action adaptation of the animated show, Chota Bheem, is directed by Rajiv Chilka and produced by Rajiv Chilka and Megha Chilka. It is written by Neeraj Vikram and co-produced by Srinivas Chilkalpudi along with Bharat Lakshmipti.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.